Okay, so we've got some really interesting material here about making sure your website is actually doing its job, you know, grabbing attention and keeping visitors engaged.
Yeah, making sure it's not just sitting there.
Exactly. And it's all based on insights from Jim Clannon, a Double Dome.
Right, Jim's got a ton of experience with this stuff.
He does. So we're going to kind of dig into the core principles of effective web design, and I think this is going to be super helpful for anyone looking to really make the most of their online presence.
Definitely. It's all about understanding what makes a website work and what makes people click.
Yeah, and I think the thing that always strikes me is just how important first impressions are online.
Oh, absolutely. Even more so than in person, I'd say.
Right, you've got like what, just a few seconds to make a good first impression online?
Yeah, if your website doesn't immediately grab someone's attention, they're gone.
Poof, just like that.
Exactly. So the stakes are pretty high.
They are. So today we're going to talk about some common web design mistakes that a lot of people make and how to avoid them.
Yeah, and the goal is to create a better experience for your visitors and ultimately, you know, turn more of those visitors into customers.
Right, make that website work for you.
Exactly.
So let's dive in.
Okay, so the first thing we need to talk about is how people actually look at a web page.
Okay.
You know, it's not random. There's actually a pattern to it.
Really? Like, what do you mean?
So there's this thing called the F pattern.
The F pattern.
Yeah, it's been researched by the Nielsen-Norman group, and basically it shows that people tend to view web pages in the shape of an F.
Interesting. Okay, so how does that work?
So they start by reading across the top of the page in a horizontal movement.
Okay, across the top.
Then they move down a little bit and read across again, but this time it's a shorter line.
Okay.
And then finally they scan the left side of the content vertically.
So it's like a big F.
Exactly.
Okay, so what does this F pattern mean for web design?
Well, it means that the top of the page and the top left corner are like prime real estate.
Okay, those are the spots people see first.
Exactly. So that's where you want to put your most important information.
Like what kind of information?
Things like your phone number calls to action important links.
So if I want people to book a consultation with me.
Put that button right at the top of the page in the top left corner.
Got it. Make it easy to find.
Exactly.
So we've talked about where people look at a web page.
Right.
Now let's talk about what they see. And I think images are a big part of that.
Huge. Absolutely. Images can make or break a website.
They can really set the tone for the whole
Yeah,
experience.
think about it like meeting someone for the first time.
Okay.
A warm smile makes you feel welcome.
Right, it does.
Images on your website can have that same effect.
So you're saying that the right images can actually create a welcoming feeling.
Exactly. They can make people feel more comfortable and more likely to stick around.
What are some examples of images that would do that?
Well, let's say you're a veterinarian.
Okay.
Instead of just showing pictures of your equipment or your office, show pictures of happy pets and their owners.
Oh, I see. So it's more about evoking positive emotions.
Exactly. You want people to feel good when they visit your website.
That makes sense. So we've got the F pattern for where we put things, and then we've got images for setting the tone.
Right.
Now, what about making sure everyone can actually access the website in the first place?
That's a really important point.
Yeah, we need to make sure we're not excluding anyone.
Exactly. We need to design for inclusivity.
And what does that mean practically?
Well, it means considering people with disabilities.
Okay.
Like, for example, someone who's visually impaired might use a screen reader to navigate the web.
Oh, right.
So we need to make sure our websites are compatible with screen readers.
How do we do that?
One way is to use alt tags for all our images.
Alt tags?
Yeah, it's like a little description of the image that the screen reader can read aloud.
So it's like giving the screen reader a way to see the image.
Exactly.
Okay, what else do we need to do for inclusivity?
Well, if you have any videos on your site, you need to provide subtitles and transcripts.
Got it. So people who are deaf or hard of hearing can still understand the content?
Right. And then you also want to describe all your links in detail.
So instead of just saying click here.
Yeah, give people more context about where the link will take them.
Those are all really good points. So we're making sure everyone can see the website.
Right.
Now, what about people who see the website differently because of color blindness?
That's another important consideration. And, you know, it's more common than you might think.
Really?
Yeah, about 8% of men and 0.5% of women have some form of color blindness.
Wow, I had no idea it was that prevalent.
Yeah, and the most common type is red-green color blindness.
So what's the issue with that?
Well, if you're relying on color alone to convey important information, it could be a problem.
Like how?
Like if you use red for error messages or call to action, and someone with red-green color blindness can't see red.
Oh, right, then they're going to miss that information.
Exactly. So you always want to use color in combination with other visual cues,
Like what?
like imagery symbols, text labels.
So that everyone gets the message regardless of their color vision.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about how people see the website and how to make it accessible to everyone.
Right.
Now let's talk about the people themselves. Like, who are we actually designing this website for?
Yeah, you really need to know your target audience inside and out.
So it's not just about making a pretty website.
No, it's about making a website that resonates with the people you're trying to reach.
So what do we need to know about our target audience?
Well, you need to know their needs, their wants, their online habits.
Okay.
You need to know how they search for information, what kind of language they use, what kind of style they're drawn to.
So how do we figure all that out?
Well, there are a lot of different ways you can do market research. You can look at your competitors. You can just ask your customers directly.
And once we have that information, how do we use it to design our website?
Well, it informs everything. The colors you choose, the font sizes, the images, the layout.
It's all about tailoring the experience to the specific audience.
Exactly. You want them to feel like this website was made for them.
Got it. So you know your audience and then design with them in mind.
Exactly.
Okay, so last and not least, let's talk about mobile users.
Oh yeah, this is huge. You absolutely cannot ignore mobile users these days.
I feel like this has become even more important in recent years.
Oh, absolutely. It's only going to get more important.
So what do we need to do to make sure our website is mobile friendly?
Well, first of all, it needs to be responsive.
Responsive.
Because it adapts to different screen sizes.
So it looks good on a phone, on a tablet, on a desktop.
Exactly. No matter what device someone's using, they should have a good experience.
Okay, so responsive design is key. What else?
Well, navigation needs to be easy on a touchscreen.
Right, because you're not using a mouse anymore.
Exactly. And load times need to be fast, because people are often on slower connections when they're on their phones.
And I imagine things like forms and checkout processes need to be streamlined, too.
Absolutely. You don't want to make people fill out a ton of fields on a tiny screen.
Yeah, that would be frustrating.
Exactly. So think about every aspect of the user experience and make sure it's optimized for mobile.
This has been incredibly helpful. So to recap, we've talked about 6 key mistakes to avoid when designing a website.
Right.
First, ignoring user eye movement patterns and the F layout.
Mm-hmm.
Second, choosing ineffective or irrelevant images.
Right.
Third, not designing for accessibility.
Important.
Fourth, neglecting the impact of colorblindness.
Yes.
Fifth, not truly understanding and catering to your target audience.
Definitely.
And sixth, and finally, ignoring the needs of mobile users.
Absolutely.
And I think the big takeaway here is that all of these things contribute to a better user experience.
Exactly. And a better user experience means more engaged visitors, more leads, more sales.
Right. It's all connected.
It is.
So thank you so much for sharing all these insights with us. And all of this is based on the work of Jim Clannon, co-founder of Double Dome.
Yeah, Jim's a real expert in this field.
He is. So for all of you listening out there, I want you to think about your own experiences online.
Yeah. What websites have you visited that immediately grabbed your attention and kept you engaged?
What did they do well? What could they have done better?
And how does that relate to what we've talked about today?
And most importantly, what's one small change you can make to your own website right now to improve the user experience?
Yeah, even a small change can make a big difference.
It can. So go out there and make those changes.
And make your website awesome.
Thanks for listening.